nut. Okay, good evening out there. Welcome to a Vet Talk Show. This is Johnny Atulai Titano. To my right,
Karina Valeska.
And straight in front of me,
Tom Devon, member of the military with a purple hat on going.
Okay, and working the booth for us tonight is Candyman. Candyman.
Buenas and off the day, everyone.
Everything good?
We good.
Okay.
Green to go.
All right. This evening we're streaming from K57.com. To see us live, Facebook at News Talk K57, also on Channel 2, the Weather Channel. You wishing to call in, our number is 477-5757. And we're going to start off with some, what do you got for news or report or anything happening?
Announcements.
Announcements, a good one. Help me out here, Tom.
Generally speaking, the Secretary of Health for Veterans Affairs resigned. So they're looking for a new Secretary of Health for Veterans Affairs in Washington, D.C. The guy in charge of the medical end of it, let's say. For veterans. I don't have the printout. I didn't bring the printout. I'm just giving you a generic, information. Also, you can clarify, you're smarter than I am, John.
Slow down, Tiger.
Yeah.
We got Karina here, man. She's going to make us both go look bad.
Well, maybe you would know more. Do we have a Veterans Commission this week meeting?
I think it's next week. Isn't it the fourth week of the month, right?
Fourth week of the month, okay. Yeah, that's
right.
It.
So
we got the commission meeting next week.
Next week, okay. That's all I have, if I can remember, which is difficult at my age.
Can you check the line? Or the
we actually have a caller line one.
Yay.
Already? Oh, okay.
Is that my bill collector?
Well, let's... Shall we take the call? Yeah, might as well.
Sure, might as well.
That's what we're here for. Okay, we'll take it. Do I got to push a button? John Ray with question for the panel.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Wait a minute. Is this our show or... Oh, okay. All right. John Ray. Good evening, John Ray. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear, Tiger.
Hey, Johnny Atulai, the Atulai man. Anyway, before I start, this weekend is Father's Day weekend, so to all the fathers, happy Father's Day, and to mothers who are acting as half of the father's role, happy Father's Day. My question that I'd like to ask, I don't know if you guys have the answer, but I'm pretty sure you guys can help me out here.
Okay, if it's too hard.
80% disability.
Say it again now.
I said, I have 80% disability.
Okay, 80%.
And someone told me that I can apply for Social Security disability based on my disability. Is that true?
Yes, you can. And by the way, if you're disabled, you got the availability of the 20%, the 30% unemployability. So that'll take you over the top, and you can only get you can only reach 100.
Does they have to be a particular disability? Because I got 70% on PTSD.
Right. Okay. And you get 30%, you're over the top.
Is it depending on what type of disability you have, or just
negative?
Being,
Negative.
70% disabled.
No, 70% disabled and a 30% unemployability, you're over the top.
Okay, so where do I go to apply for this?
Well, you know, if I was the old Johnny Atulai and you're asking me in the boat basin what are you going to do this, I'd tell you to go down to Payless and check in there. But, Bubba, we got a vet center for that. Okay?
Okay.
You with me?
All right.
All right. Check with the vet center down there, and the ladies down there will help you. Ron Canatha will help you. I just visited them today, and they're all in top shape and willing to help anybody and everybody.
Oh, that's pretty cool, because I was there recently, but I didn't know about this until someone mentioned it, you know, when I ran into them in the community.
Said, okay.
Hey,
what you do is, you take that letter of credibility, what you got from the VA, and you take
it
down there, and also you need to apply for the VA ID card. So
I got that already. You say service connected and everything.
All right. You just made my day. You know what, John Ray? You made my day. I'm a happy camper whenever I hear our boys are being rewarded for the things that they deserve. Okay?
Okay.
So that's it? That no more questions?
This is why I appreciate the vet talk like this, because I'm not the only one that's listening, but there's other vets out there that are listening.
Exactly.
And don't know anything about this until someone mentioned it to them. And, you know, I'm under unemployment due to the COVID and everything.
Of course.
I'm one of those individuals that my compensation is being reclaimed back because I took the money and ran and all of that stuff back in 92. So, you know, I'm not getting any income, and the PUA is going to stop on September 6th.
Exactly.
And, you know, that little money will help because, hey.
Once you get your unemployability, you get your 100%, you take your wife out to dinner and celebrate that you got this. And you earned it, and you deserve it. And that's it. Okay, good night, Ron.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, John. Thanks,
all right, Tiger.
Thanks, folks.
Have a good
night. All right, good night.
Yep.
You can check the status.
So he qualifies for Social Security. He gets 100%. Takes him over the top. Can't go any higher. Can't go any lower. Well deserved.
Uncle Johnny, what's that unemployability you're talking about?
30% unemployability. Once you get your 100%, I mean, anything above 70 or even with 60, your rating increases. And it's always the wish of every veteran, when they deserve it and have earned it, to get that.
Okay, so you can only get it if you're over 70?
It qualifies you. Well, you know, you can get it at 40, 50, 60, but any increase is an increase in what you get
on
a monthly stipend.
But you have to qualify for it.
Yeah.
And you have to prove to them that you can't maintain a job.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they...
I can prove that.
They give you an examination.
You better not quit on us.
And that's just... that's how it's done. Some people will be able to prove it, and others they'll say, nope, no way.
I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be my last show with you guys.
Why?
I want to claim unemployability now.
It's going to take... You got to qualify, and
you
got to register.
Oh, okay.
You got to go through the hoops and the laws.
Yeah. It's not as easy as...
Yeah,
No, it's not.
You got anything for us, baby?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about the Silkies March, unless you guys have anything else to share.
Yeah, a little bit later. We got information to share, but you got something that's pertinent? Spit it out.
Well, since we won't be having a Liberation Parade, I forgot to tell you, I am the PAO for our local veteran organization, Got Your 671.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can't see the video, but I wanted to show you these cool socks. They say Got Your 671 on them.
We're flashing on computers.
Can I have one?
No, man, you got to buy this stuff. Oh, man, this, you think this fell out of the sky?
No, but I'm a veteran, so I
can't. Yeah, but if you get any unemployability, you can buy it.
Oh, okay, fool, this is my last show. It's my last show.
You keep saying that, you know.
You ain't going nowhere, fool. You just stay
with
us.
You stay here and be our friend.
Hey, are we being broadcasted live on the...
We're actually working on that as we speak. Something's going on right now, so we're figuring it out as we speak. Get back to you on that.
Okay, well, anyway, if they can see it, here's the sock. And they're going to be walking with these socks on Liberation.
Mm-hmm.
Liberation Day. So,
okay. So I'll talk more about it. Roy, if you're listening, call us. Roy is taking the lead on this event, but we're calling it Liberation Day Silkies Hike, and then Hike and Bike. And the Freedom Grinders will be doing this with us on July 21st. So because we're not having a parade, we're doing this. So it's for veterans, active duty, guard and reserve, family and supporters. We're going to start at 7:30 at Warren the Pacific National Historic Park, Aspen Beach. We're going to make 7 stops on the way. So we're going to stop at the Lone Sailor Memorial, Vietnam Veterans Monument, Ladder of Freedom, Military Order of the Purple Heart Monument, Chief Kapua Park, the official Guam Sail Park, and Statue of Liberty at Paseo Park. We're coordinating with Freedom Grinders for the bike route for that day, and all major agencies are already aware and will be assisting us with the hike and the bike event.
Okay.
So we are doing this because we're partnered with a nationally recognized nonprofit organization, Irreverent Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And Irreverent Warriors' motto is, we bring veterans together using humor and camaraderie to improve mental health and prevent veteran suicide.
Okay.
And we're doing this locally to bring veterans of all eras together to know that we have a united voice. We intend to make this hike humorous, a place to build a network and a home for veterans that feel nobody understands them. So get your silkies and ranger panties ready for this unique hike and be ready to level the humor.
They said I got to dress up in some silky something.
I forgot to bring mine.
Well, look what you dressed up now in something silky. You know what you look like? Those disco guys in the 60s, 70s.
Is that good?
With what he's wearing right now?
Yeah, he's got
Boy,
that, you
because
know,
of his shirt
showing his chest
and
here,
it's
you
unbuttoned.
Know.
It's button. What? What's wrong with you guys?
It's a nice shirt.
Yeah, I like showing off my Marine Corps necklace.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know?
It shined. It's blinding me.
Yeah.
And so we have these socks as well. So these are our GY671 socks. I know you guys can't see it, but, you know, when they get the feed going, I could bring them again, you know.
Yeah, you know. Patty Arroyo's got the feed going every morning. She was talking to Dr. Wynn. Really lively conversation, really good. So we got to get our boy over here, what, trained?
No, they just said it's down. Candy, is it still down? Oh, I don't know if you can hear us.
You can't
hear us.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anything else there?
That's our
They're at Johnny Conception, and the boys are up at, where are they meeting tonight?
Tonight?
Is it Dedido?
The outreach. So tonight is GIGO.
Tonight is GIGO.
7 p.m. Actually.
You want to announce that and tell everybody that's in
So
the
there's a new, they have a Long Tomorrow name. I forgot to write it down. Do you have it, the Long Tomorrow name? But
no.
Anyways, while he's looking for the Long Tomorrow name, it's Veterans for Veterans. And so what they're doing is they're going in coordination with the village mayors.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and they talk about veterans benefits and, you know, a lot of veterans are not aware that even after they retire, there's still so many benefits available to them.
Exactly.
And if they don't know, you can go on VA.gov, an official federal website, and you can find out what all your benefits are. I mean, I went there earlier today, and there's service member benefits, family member benefits, bearer memorial benefits, career and unemployment assistance, housing assistance, pension for wartime veterans and survivors. There's just so much information out there, and a lot of veterans don't know that once they retire, there's still more. There's still things you can apply for, things you can do, things for your family.
Well, that was the thing that was so heartbreaking. If you've been on this island as long as I have and dealing with the vets and the services, believe me, it's changed a lot. And and most of it has been, I got to admit, word by mouth. When the guys in the States were getting their benefits and stuff, they would call them back and say, hey, you guys got this and this and this? No, but it's available. And a lot of guys are disgruntled because of the fact that they don't think they're getting enough. And most of them definitely qualified.
Well, they're not getting enough because the VA did a study about 20 years ago.
And since World War II, the veterans that get compensation, various types of compensation, haven't even gotten what they should be getting. In order to make them par from World War II, they'd have to double the highest compensation rate that there is now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's $3,000 for 100%, roughly. Mm-hmm. It should be $6,000.
Well, I can go for that. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't. They chisel down like they always do.
Well, look at our budget. Look at our budget. You know, you showed me that thing, and I got it over here. We're going to talk about that in a minute. We got a phone call, line one, and this is from Daniel wants to talk with you guys. Okay, Daniel. Daniel, you on?
Yes, sir. How's it going, Johnny?
It's good, good. How can we help you this evening?
Hey, I'd like to say hello to Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Good, pretty good. Still alive.
All right, I'd like to hear that. Hey, man, how's you guys' day going so far? You know, I was driving by, and I see a homeless man. And so I got to talk to the homeless man, and he said he's a former veteran of the United States Army.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question, you know, do these homeless people who are formerly in the service, do they go to the VA to ask for assistance?
That's a good question, you know, Danny. Go ahead, Tom.
My recommendation is that that nonprofit group, WestCare,
mm-hmm.
one of their mandates is to help veterans who are homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So I would try to get them in contact with WestCare. That's one of their grants that they get for veterans, is for homeless veterans.
You know what's funny, Dan? I'm street people. I'm down at the Bow Basin three times a day and in and out doing this and getting things for the wife and the house. I meet these guys walking along, and I'll tell you, some of them don't want assistance.
That's true. That is true.
Some of them don't want to be bothered. They don't even want to. They get mad if you talk to them.
That's true.
And I said, okay, how do you want it, hard or easy? And some of them proclaim and they're mumbling, yeah, I'm a vet, and look what happened to me. And I said, well, that's your fault. There's help for you if you know, it's like that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
I remember we had an issue on Marine Corps Drive years ago. Some people were out on Marine Corps Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use the word panhandling, but that's the word I use. And they had signs that they were veterans,
mm-hmm.
and they were not veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And that caused a big problem with veterans. And they were told, get off that corner.
You there,
yeah,
Danny?
My nephew told me about the vet show, and when he told me that he was covering your show, I said, wow, when did you start covering the vet show? I said, oh, I started last Wednesday. I don't know if you met him, but his name is Jordan.
Jordan, yes.
Yeah.
He was our producer
last
week.
Yes, exactly.
Jordan?
He was our producer last week.
Sorry, I
asked him. He was talking about Johnny and Tom's vet show, and I said, you know, I'm gonna give Mr. Johnny a call,
yeah,
and give him, you know, give my voice and my opinion.
And that's what this show
when he
is
told
about.
Me he wasn't covering the vet show tonight. I was like, oh man.
Well, this is what the vet talk show is about, and it has been for years.
And you know, I realized a couple of things too. Is that I understand everything is busy going on with the VA and stuff, but another thing too is a lot of stuff happening in the federal itself, within the business, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my concerns is that I know everything that goes on to veterans is private detail. You know, like most people there don't talk about it. But I personally feel, actually, you know, like everyone deserves a voice on their opinion,
mm-hmm.
and it's good that you have the vet show. Because any veteran or active serviceman can call and talk about, you know, what's really going on dealing with the VA itself.
Yes, you can, and you can stay anonymous, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of people don't like the truth, and the truth is out there. And with what's happening with the VA, the reality is it's going forward. It's going forward and upward, and we got to keep it going.
I have my cousin of mine. He was a retired Army. He did the Vietnam War. His name is Joe. I believe it's Joe Ignacio. And what happened was the VA itself didn't give him his discharge ID. And, you know, he's been fighting for that for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, too, is that it's a shame and it's sad that he has to go through much of, through so much of a process that they keep pushing his letter back. It's like they're waiting for something big to happen to him, and, you know, it's sad to say, but, you know, you only live one life, and you only live for so long.
Exactly. Well, if he's running into too many obstacles going down First Street, and Second Street's open, get another route and pick up somebody. And if he needs, we got the people to represent him. I got a guy at VFW, Brian Miranda's one of his gentlemen, and I got a call from one of the guys that I referred to him 2 months ago, and boom, he called me and told me, Johnny, I got it. And I said, Dan Ritland, I don't know if you know Dan Ritland. He's a popular figure at the Boat Basin. Everybody knows him as a captain, and he's got a lovely wife. Now he got his 100%, and I'm happy for him, you know?
Also, tell him not to give up. I think too many veterans give up.
Yeah, they and they get discouraged on their own accord. You
know? Your producer for, you know, that produced a show last week, he's going out, voicing it, you know, giving the voice to the people and having everyone's opinion that matters. And I personally feel that that's what needed on Guam, because Guam can only do so much for the people. And, you know, another thing, too, is that Mr. Jordan himself is being the best person that he can be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he personally told me what his goal was in life and what his motto. And one of the things that really inspired me and gave me the encouragement to call during the vet show is that not only you live once, but you are destined for greatness. And I personally feel Anyaki itself is destined for greatness. I mean, it's sad because not helping produce your show, because a lot of my family members really watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they hear Jordan's words, it's like a lot of people are screaming, like, oh my gosh, he's actually on here.
Yeah.
Because why? His family has his full support in the back.
Well, it's like this gentleman who called into one of the shows earlier, I think it was on Pauly Suba's show, very disgruntled, and he was just misinformed. And the thing of it is, on this island, I don't know if it's a gift, or these guys do this purposely, but I'm Chamorro. I'm Taitano. But some of these Guamanians, man, it don't take much to humor them, and they'll send you out in the jungle, get bit by mosquitoes and alligators and stuff.
Okay.
It don't make no sense, but it okay, well,
hey,
listen.
Johnny, man. You have a good, blessed day.
All right, well,
thank you
for calling.
For listening, and God bless, and hopefully he comes back producing your show next week, because I would love to hear, and Sam would love to hear.
All right.
I hear from him, and they have full support.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You take care, guy.
You see you next.
All right, Danny. You know, one thing we got to mention, too, that this show is being broadcasted from the East Coast to the West Coast, across Hawaii, Philippines, and even, I think, in Ethiopia, they got the computer thing, you know? So this isn't just a local show, but we focus on local issues, because that's what counts, is what's going on our island. Okay.
Your feed's working. You could show the socks now.
Oh, can one? What, hang it up there, girl?
No, it's only on you.
Oh, it is?
The camera's on you, yes.
Camera's on you.
Because you're the star of the show.
You're the star of the show.
Really? You had to tell me that, huh? You had to tell me that? Yeah, check out the sock. This is what
you're a salesperson.
This is what they're going to be wearing. It's a knee-high cotton inlaid with really nice. It looks like a Christmas sock.
What does
I'm
it
sorry.
Say, though? It says half a day all
it
over.
It says half a day all over.
And it has
and
the
GY's
671 logo.
671 logo.
I'm going to get that for Christmas.
Yeah.
Here, over here. The camera's right there.
Yeah, that's...
Right here.
Oh, can you see it?
No. Just come over just a little bit.
To your right a little bit. There you go.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. All right. This is for you, Johnny.
If you guys are listening, watching, this is our GY671 socks. If you want to purchase them, they're going to help fund our Silkies March on July 21st in lieu of the parade. So we'll be stopping at 7 locations. And we're doing this with Irreverent Warriors.
How much are the socks?
How much are they?
$20.
$20 for a pair of socks.
Do you have any on you right now?
I do not. There are men and women sizes, but I do not. But we can ask John Conception to bring some next time.
Hey, real quick, I want to shout out John Conception. He did me a solid, remember my first claim?
Mm-hmm.
I put in like 8 claims, and all of them came back 0. Mm-hmm. And he goes, Chelu, submit it one by one. I was like, okay. So that's what I did, and I got my back.
So John Conception's the president of
GY671.
Yeah.
Roy Gamboa is the vice president.
Yeah.
CAL.
Yeah. And the other group?
Okay, yeah. So we were talking about this earlier. So June 13 on the Sunday news, the headline is Nonprofit Helps Vets Apply for Benefits. So this is another organization that we go to. We attend their outreach events, and we introduce ourselves. So, don't be mad at me if I pronounce this wrong, but their Chamorro name is Hinatna Imagahit Zeni Inina. It says, what does that mean?
Oh, it interprets to something like
the
light.
The way, the truth, and the light.
Yeah, something
okay,
about the light.
The way, the truth, and the light.
Well, you know, there was another organization, and I didn't have time to jot it down.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 4 of them that are coming together, mm-hmm. And it really touches me, because they're really feeling the pull for the glory of the vets. And I think because of the fact that Desert Storm, what are the other places? Help me out. That's why
Iraq, Afghanistan, it's all
the, oh yeah.
all
it's
those places.
The same.
Exactly. And it's a different kind of war,
mm-hmm.
but it's war.
Mm-hmm.
And it has very messed up issues.
Well, yeah,
and it's messing up our
issues,
boys.
But the problem is all these wars, when the veterans come home, they've forgotten in many cases.
Yes.
And we have to remind, who do we have to remind? Sadly, political leaders.
Yeah.
And who sends them to war? Political leaders.
I don't know if you caught it yesterday and the day before. They burned the LGBTQ flag at the legislature. You look down there, it's all decorated, mm-hmm. rainbows and everything. And they portray, they gave the month of June a month,
mm-hmm.
for the glorification. What does the Q stand for?
I don't know.
What does the Q stand for?
The Q stands for, stand by, I know this.
Yes, you guys, I got it on the tip of my tongue. But see, not ashamed, but we don't want to mention it. It's queer.
Oh, queer, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's queer.
I knew that.
Gave a month, this government gave a month to celebrate the rainbow and the queers,
mm-hmm.
as they call them. And what do they give the veterans? One day Memorial Day. Now, to me, all the guys that died, suffered, and got... lost arms, legs, eyes, ears, whatever. They suffered in blood and tears. So these people can be happy. And they have the right and the freedom to do what they want to do. So thank you again, Gawam. You know,
well,
besides messing with our budget, you're messing with the boys' minds.
How many political people, whether here or the States, have had that experience? Have had... not so much the experience of being in combat, but let's say, for argument's sake, you're in the army,
mm-hmm.
and you're in tanks. And all of a sudden, you slam that hatch on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to your fingers?
They come off.
Tigget. And tomorrow right? it's called tigget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, how many people actually see that? The person that it happens to, the person, people around that person, and the medical group
mm-hmm.
see that. But how many political leaders actually see that when a young man of maybe 18 or 19 lifts up his hand and all his 5 fingers are gone? Now, they, as far as I know, they haven't replaced fingers yet.
Okay, good evening again. This is Johnny at Two Light Titano with
Tom Devlin
and Corina Valesta.
Say it again.
Corina Valesta.
Corina. and in the producer chair we got the Candyman.
Who?
All right. Okay. For those of you that are looking to see us or hear us out there in Radio Land. We're streaming on K57.com, Facebook at News Talk K57, and also on Channel 2, the Weather Channel. You wish to call in? Please call 477-5757. Don't make the questions hard or we'll refer you to Patty Arroyo in the morning. Okay, so here we are again. Tom, you got something?
Well, I gave everybody a few things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Last week we were discussing clothing allowances,
mm-hmm.
and I mm-hmm. gave you a both of you a fold-out about clothing allowances.
Yes, yes.
Right here.
Yeah, and most of these things I get on the VA website, and, you know.
And the website address, va.gov?
Yeah, the va.gov. And sometimes I'm on their mailing list, and they'll send me things through email. And I got this from the Office of Inspector General. I'm on their email. That's mm-hmm. where I get a lot of that, the information that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they update, and when it comes to the clothing allowance, they feel that the VA itself has got to do a better job in managing the clothing allowances.
Well, when you left the conversation before the break, that was, you know, telling us that we should be getting this, we should be getting that.
Right, and, you know, it's the VA's got a lot of good issues. But they also have a lot of bad issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been my opinion, this is, you know, 2021. Some of these issues shouldn't even be going on anymore. They should have learned over the years. Because they did it to World War II fellas and ladies, Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that, and you and I know, been around, they seem to be doing the same things over and over again. Is it a lack of accountability? Because generally speaking, they're federal employees. And you can't get rid of them. What you do is you transfer them, try to hide them someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. But the VA side in certain areas has got to do a better job. And even locally,
mm-hmm.
they've got to do a better job. What makes me ticked off, I use that word.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I may not see it exactly the same, which is fine. That's just mm-hmm. the way we are. But today, the VA office... Not the local office.
The one in Teton?
The Teton office. The CBOC clinic. Should be completely open and ready to go. Now, I understand they have a problem at the clinic because it's too small. They have enough room for the employees. But that's not on me. That's on the people in Hawaii and the people in Washington, D.C. You build a bigger building. For the employees and the veterans. Don't, you know, sort of make me feel the pinch. The pinch is on your side. Years ago when this building was dedicated, Madeline Bedalia was there. She was a congresswoman. All right. General Shinseki, the four-star Army general. He was the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, was there.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting next to me. And he told me then, gee, Tom, it's too small. And I said to myself, are you kidding me? You come all the way out here to Washington, D.C. to tell me that? I could have told you that before we went in the building. Mm-hmm. And this is the type of attitude we get from Washington, D.C.
Well, you know, I went up to CBOC today because a gentleman called in last week about how do I get a VA card. And I spoke to a Miss Cruz up there who enlightened me. And would you believe it or not, they're seeing double the amount of people that they usually do. Mm-hmm. And the thing of it is, it's a lot of it is being farmed out. When you have a critical or crucial problem, the nice thing is, and I know the old vets don't like this, when the doctor's not there to look and see exactly what's going on. But the telemetry now, when I spoke with a cardiologist, I said, "Hey, doc, where you at?" "I'm in Philadelphia." Philadelphia. But describing him, giving him all the information that he required and asked for, boom, he was on it and got back to me. All the referrals, now I'm seeing Dr. Onaba, not radiology. Now, we don't have the specialists, and the problem is we have the complications the same as any vet in the United States. But when they're seeing double the CBOC, mm-hmm. and I asked Miss Cruz to come on, but she referred me to this lovely lady who's the head of this system, yeah. and hopefully maybe we'll get her on the show.
Usually the mm-hmm. VA, my experience, no way, they don't want to come on.
Well, no, because they're federally mandated,
yeah.
so they have to pick their battles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
They just don't walk into a crowd and start hollering.
No, but sometimes we used to, years ago, we used to get the employees of the CBOC mm-hmm. clinic would come on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Hawaii got involved, they said, no, they have to get special permission
to talk.
To talk to us on the radio. You mean to tell me I have to talk, Dr. Hedy's got to call you, and you're not a medical doctor, to talk to the veterans on Guam about just general medical issues? Just gentlemen, are you kidding me? Are you brain dead on a good day?
Well,
and that,
we have a lot of problems.
Right,
but
I know that, but we're reinventing the wheel. We went through this. And then when they come to Guam from Hawaii, you get that kissy-kissy, and you know what they do.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, there's no problem. Whatever you want. And as soon as they get on that airplane, you can kiss Tom goodbye.
Of course, because they're politicians. And when you're a politician, you're high up on the food chain, as high as they are, you know. Anyway, we're inviting the guys to call out there. You got any questions? We got a couple other things. One thing that I caught on was the VA discount card that's available all over the United States. And it's only in the USA.
It's not here on Guam?
Well, I think somebody tried to start like Benson.
Okay.
If you show an active duty card or a VA card,
you're right,
you get a discount.
Right, okay.
But that's the only place that I've heard.
Oh, Home Depot does it as well.
Home Depot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about the... I mean, somebody maybe could contact the Guam Chamber of Commerce.
Well, these are
like a one-stop shop, Chamber of Commerce.
Well, right. These are the things that should have been done by our leaders.
Okay.
You know, for the benefit of the veterans, we're going to do this and do that.
We're going
to get a discount.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Outreach. But when they give more credit to the Rainbow Bunch, you know, then they get. I know Bobby's looking. She's going, oh, here goes Johnny
again.
She's going
to call in.
Yeah, she'll call me and chew my butt out again.
Staying alive.
Or I'll
staying
be staying alive. But I don't give discredit to anything as long as it's a positive thing for the vets. Okay, we got a caller online.
Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
We have Boom. He has a question about the CBOC.
Okay, Boom. Boom, are you there?
Is this Buena. Boom Salazar?
Buena, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Come on Buena. In, Boom.
Hi, good evening, Uncle Donald.
You.
And Wolf, on the CBOC part, you know, when I try to call them up, you know, just for a questionnaire and all that, I get a machine answering the phone.
Okay.
And the
okay.
thing that I would like to hear is, you know, I'll give you an example. They called me up 2 weeks ago,
uh-huh.
and I returned a call, and the machine answers.
Uh-huh.
So the comment on the machine that says that we are having a high volume of calls,
mm-hmm.
and then I get a response like 3 days later.
Is this my Marine?
I'm sorry?
Is this my Marine boat?
Yeah, this is over at T-Box.
Yeah, okay. All right. Listen, I found out something today. The VA PIHCS call center.
Uh-huh.
You call this number, 1-800-214-1306, and you will get an operator, and he'll appoint you to a primary care appointment. Press 2. You know, you get the numbers.
Okay.
Well, what you want to do is press 4 for registration and eligibility, and the trick is identify you're a vet from Guam.
Okay.
And for some reason, you get taken care of pretty prompt. That was given to me by CBOC. Because, you know what?
I mean, I understand it is a simple call, a phone call, and, you know, the response takes, what, 3 days?
Well, try this number, and when you press 4, registration and eligibility, let them know, I'm a veteran calling from Guam.
Oh, okay, roger that.
Boom, you know what I also do? I also email them. I email my team. Yeah. Have you tried doing
that?
Well,
we do that also on the VA website, MyHealth.
Yes, MyHealth is that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, it works, but like I said, you know, the response takes like, wow. You know, talk about snail mail.
Well, no. Well, for email, you know what I do? I put first request, second request, third request in my email line.
Right. Well,
so hopefully they'll get the picture.
This is 2021.
Yeah.
Roger that. Okay, I appreciate it then.
Okay, boom.
All right.
All these issues that we discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Simplify. You guys have a good night.
Okay. Simplify.
Should not be happening. They should be limited.
Well, you know,
it's
not supposed to happen, but it happens.
I know.
Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law, but you can change Murphy's Law. You have to get a better management system in Washington, D.C., so it gets down to the troops on the ground.
Yes.
The problem is it's not getting down to the troops. And you get, and what they do is they hire more troops to get more layers and more layers.
Bureaucracy.
More bureaucracy.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bureaucracy has got to stop.
Well,
you've got to limit it.
In our position, what are we going to do?
Right.
Complain to the president?
Well, yeah. Why not? Send him a letter. They sent him a letter for a lot of other things. Right?
I never tried it, but it sounds
drastic.
What did
I say on the radio show a few weeks ago?
You said a lot of things.
Yes. I said, why don't some of our elected leaders send a letter to the President of the United States and sign it? And send that letter and saying, we think the veterans on Guam, for various reasons, are not getting what the veterans in Hawaii get, the veterans in Arizona get, the veterans in California get.
Definitely not.
And I talked to Art Macer on Sunday, who lives in Tucson, Arizona, who was on Guam for 25 years. And he said the veterans in Arizona, compared to the veterans on Guam, it's between night and day. The attitude of the VA in Arizona and on Guam is different between night and day, Tom. You have to see both sides of the coin.
Roger that.
And he's lived on both sides.
What do we got there?
We have a caller with an announcement.
Okay. Caller, you on?
Hey, guys. This is Bobby Faison. How are you guys doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Hi.
What's up, young lady?
Hey, I just want to make an announcement. Are you guys aware that it's PTSD Awareness Month this month?
Yeah. No, nothing we
had,
ever mentioned.
We had no idea.
We have no
idea.
We got the Rainbow Coalition going, though.
We have a group of grief recovery method specialists that's going to be doing a community outreach talk over at the Port of Mocha tomorrow night between 6 and 8 p.m. tomorrow night, and we are going to be touching on PTSD as well. So I'd like to invite the people out there in Radio Land to either join us on Facebook Live or come to Port of Mocha over at GPO tomorrow.
And the time is again, Ms. Bobby?
From 6 p.m. to 8.
Okay, 6 to 8. My sister-in-law is going to be on the panel with you. Raylene Alisto?
Yes. You're coming, right?
I won't be able to make it. I have another event to attend tomorrow night. But I did advertise it widely on my Instagram, my Facebook. I'll put it in the Got Your 671 group as well.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like to make that announcement and invite everybody out there to.
Miss Bobby, is this specifically geared to like ladies and things like
that?
No.
It's open to everyone.
Okay. And once again, it's going to be where?
At the Port of Mocha at the GPO.
Okay. At 6, from 6 to 9 to 8.
From 6 to 8, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
When?
Thank
are
you.
Tomorrow.
Thursday. Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Hey, pay attention then, Candyman.
Oh, man. I want to go.
You're doing it live, yes?
Join us.
Ms. Bobby, what a Facebook name or group should they look for or follow if they can't attend?
It'll be on the Grief Recovery Guam and CNMI page.
Okay.
Is this the one with Michelle?
Yes.
Sasamoto?
Yes, Candy, you were on one of our
I did.
Retalks.
Yeah. That's the one I learned about stirbing.
Yeah.
You guys know about stirbing? I do that a lot.
That
sounds kind of
You know what stirbing is?
No, what's that?
You do something. You know, it's like what you use to like get over your grief, like go shopping for girls. For me, I go play my guitar.
Or work out.
Yeah.
Or work out.
Well, they call it stirbing.
Stirbing.
Relieving behavior.
There you go.
I learned another word. The other.
It's actually an acronym. STIRB. Yeah. STIRB. What's the acronym again?
Short-term energy relieving behavior.
There you go.
So S T E R B.
No.
Yeah,
that's another new word I learned. I learned that watching Senora Arceo smashing is another word for making love, you know? So the cat comes up and says, baby, you want me to smash you? I go, whoa.
Smashing means something different for
honey,
me.
Honey, you're on the radio. Honey.
Yes, but I'm not talking marine talk.
You have to counsel him tonight.
Yes.
4856.
Yes, okay, thanks, guys.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling in.
You guys have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, so we got from VA discount card, only in the USA, to... Yeah. What was that?
Stirbing.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. I gave you both a copy of the revised budget for the local Veterans Affairs
right.
office.
Yes, yes.
Do you have any comments on that you'd like to... put out there?
I think it's insulting.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say that. But
Tommy, how much money do we bring into this island? The vets, the retirees, disabled?
Got to be over 55 mil.
55 mil. And to give us 700,000. Not even 1 mil payback. That's insulting.
What about the supplemental?
Oh, the supplemental? Oh, they want to give us another 100 and how much?
$170,000, $180,000.
$173,000. Yeah. That's mighty.
That's the governor.
Yeah.
That's not the legislature. What did the legislature say?
They wanted to give us 5 million.
They wanted to give us 5
million.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The governor wanted a supplemental of 180 something thousand, roughly, change.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 200,000 to change.
But my question is, if you go to the front page, you'll see... total FTEs, $0, $0, $0, $0, like...
Future...
I asked somebody in the legislature. I said...
What is the FTE?
Go
full-time employee.
Yeah.
Oh, full-time employee.
Yeah,
zero, 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 yeah. Zero.
I said, I don't want to go there. Just make it short and simple for me. And I said, how much money is the governor proposing to give the veterans office down in Acid? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, $187,000, rough and change. Okay, fine, that's all I want. I said, the problem that I see is we have the governor's budget, then the supplemental budget, then you have the senators saying they want to give 500. A lot of confusion here going on. I get confused.
Listen, we got three callers on the line.
Well, that's your fault, not me.
Three
Okay,
callers.
Candyman, send one in. Ready? Do I press this? Line one.
Press anything that's got red on it.
Okay. Hello. Welcome to Vet Talk Show. Are you there?
Okay. Press the next one.
Line one. Good evening. Welcome to Vet Talk Show. Are you there?
Guys.
Yo.
This is Joe Manglona.
Yes, Mr. Manglona.
Yeah, I received a letter from the Veterans Affairs from my medical colonoscopy and also I'm on the road. I'm at the ranch.
Uh-huh.
I've been hearing all the veterans on the radio on K57, right, for the last 2 days.
Okay.
And,
you there, Joe?
Oh, snap.
What happened?
My bad, I think I dropped the call. My bad.
You dropped
Joe,
the call.
Call it back. We have Verna on the line. She has a question real quick about discounts.
Who?
Verna. The line for discounts for vets.
Verna, are you there?
Oh, my gosh.
Verna.
I guess she hung up.
Okay, the lines are clear again. If you guys get disconnected, call back. Feel free to call back. Okay, we got somebody calling back.
I think we're... Well, it's not picking up.
It's on. Due to technical difficulties beyond our control...
So, what do you say about the budget?
It's a flaw. It's a flaw. Sure. You know, they received so much money. When you calculate it, even the public auditor, he's confused. When he's confused,
we're in deep
kimchi, you know?
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy. That B.J. Cruz, he was a judge.
So we have Verna.
Okay, Verna. Are you there, Verna?
Hi there. Yes, sir. I don't know what happened. Drop call and everything.
Yeah, you know what.
Anyway, no, I'm a proud daughter of a Marine, proud wife of a soldier.
Yes.
Used to be a mom of a Marine.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm very thankful for everybody that has served and continue to serve. I also have, you know, of course, this is Guam, so I have uncles and aunties that have served in every branch, and several of them did retire.
Mm-hmm.
I have a brother-in-law that's about to retire, well, next summer from the active Army.
Okay.
That is in Fort Bliss right now. But anyway, I remember, okay, Home Depot's good about that Payless before, Payless Shoe Store. They had a really nice military discount, and of course they're closed. You know, there's no more Payless.
Yes.
And then I believe also, it's the Sporting Goods. It used to be, oh gosh, I don't know, I can't remember.
Mark's Sporting Goods?
In Inigua.
Yeah, Mark's Sporting Goods.
You know, they usually give military discount too. Mm-hmm. And I really, I wholeheartedly agree with you with regard to like a listing that veterans and their dependents like myself should know about. Because
yes.
They just say, you know, it's nice to be able to partake in that, you know, because of all the sacrifices that our active duty members have done. And then, of course, the spouses and the kids, the military brats.
It's amazing. Every family is affected by a vet. There's not a heart. Unless you're talking an old couple, retired, sitting in the back.
That's right.
Hugging and kissing, you know. But every family you can affiliate... A veteran, whether he's past, present, or coming up in
and
ranks.
Soon to be. Like I thought both my boys weren't going to join, you know, and I just support them with whatever they want. But my son, since elementary and then middle school, he kind of sealed the deal, and he already swore in February, and he's going to be leaving, if not this month, July or August, like he's leaving soon. He already graduated from high school in May. And so he's ready to go, and he's excited, and I'm just, I support him whatever he wants to do because it's his life. And, of course, I'll continue to pray because I honestly did not think I would be a mom of somebody in the military. That was just, like, not in the cards.
And well, then that was a Marine sneaking up behind you. See that? Changed your
right,
mind.
You know, I'm it's like I'm almost in denial because I'm like, you know what? My dad served already. My husband served. We're done,
yes.
You know. We're good. But and then my son, out of, you know, just pretty much, he did it. You know, and, you know. And in fact, he PTs every day with the Marine Police.
There you go.
And they are serious about that boy. They don't mess around. And he gets mad at me, like, Mom, you know, I need to go ahead and make sure I'm there early. I want to get there and work on my pull-up.
There you go.
I'm like, you know, you don't have PT till 5:30. Why do you need to be there at 4?
That's the installation
me, you know
of
what I mean?
Responsibility. See,
when
it comes
early,
to military.
Right? You know what I mean? Marines get there earlier.
Exactly. Well, Verna, you know what? Every family's affiliated to a vet, one way or another. And I cannot emphasize that enough.
Yeah, and can I do a shout-out? My niece, whose dad is in the Army in Fort Bliss, El Paso, Texas, she graduated over the weekend. And, you know, she went to, you know, military kids, brats, they move around a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so she... started going to school in Fort Bliss, in, you know, in El Paso, Texas, junior year. So she was there for 2 years, and we're so proud of her. She graduated number 13 out of 520 graduates.
Wow, that's amazing.
Oh,
my God. Her name is Francesca Chargalov-Canessa. We're so proud of her parents,
Francesca.
Are John and John Canessa and Donna Chargalov-Canessa from Pneumatic and Santa Rita. But, you know,
well, congratulations.
From El Paso,
Texas, you got inspiring children coming up.
Yeah,
and this,
we're so
this,
proud of her.
What do we have coming down the road?
Out of, what is it, 168?
Mm-hmm.
That's like nothing compared to what this young lady did.
Yeah. And what do we got coming down the road this September? What do these young kids have to inspire them to become good kids and good citizens? You know,
September.
the money's running out.
Oh yeah, September 6th or 7th.
Whenever.
Yeah.
So what do they have to look forward to? Unless mom and daddy got a lot of money to put them in college.
That's right. Or in my case, my son who joined the Marines.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So yep. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, that's what it is with Guam, right?
Exactly.
You either, you know, a lot of us join up because what else is there to do? You know,
exactly.
It comes down to that. In my case, my son is because he wants to do it.
Mm-hmm. The volunteer, that's 90% of the boys that go in volunteer.
Yeah, you know, we're excited. My dad's coming back. He comes in next, in about a week. And he's a Marine, retired Marine. His name is Master Sergeant Joseph Baltachargo. So we're really excited because we're going to get to celebrate his 75th birthday here in Guam.
All right, Verna. Well, listen, thank you for calling in and giving us all this good information. Made my day.
Thank you, and I'll be listening.
All right, dear.
Okay, adios.
Adios. We got a caller on line one again. Candyman?
We got Joe on the line.
Joe, you back with us? Can you hear us, Joe?
Johnny.
Yo, sorry you got cut off, brother.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I was really, really disturbed and upset about the veteran hospital. I talked to Paddy about this, and I'm not too sure, but this is what I understand, what he told me on the radio, that the vice speaker came back with that Guam is not qualified for a veteran hospital because of the low population of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded by saying this way, you mean to tell me that my service is not counted? If you're talking about numbers of veterans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
According to the VA office, it's 28,000, right?
They don't have an exact
number.
And
I said this on the radio and said, if you're looking for numbers, go to the veteran cemetery and count how many veterans there, and also the Ghana veteran cemetery and count how many veterans is there, and go up to the memorial, the World War II memorial, and count how many memorials during the war there. My opinion or my thinking is those that are victimized or killed during the World War II are also veterans. If their number is not enough, then go to Puerto Rico, get the numbers of veterans, and then go to Samoa, get numbers of there. It's still not enough, Virgin Island, and it's still not enough, then go to Alaska, California, and still not enough on numbers, population of veterans, then keep going and take all the 50 states or 47 states and get the numbers. That way, you can come up with whatever numbers that's required so that we can qualify here on Guam for veterans hospital.
Well, you know, Joe, we got just as many veterans buried in our veteran cemetery in Arlington. You know Arlington, the national cemetery? We've got just as many veterans there, I'm sure. There's a phenomenal number.
Yeah, but Tom is also, I know Tom is, will be on my side and also you, Don.
Mm-hmm.
But when that response came, because the local VA says 28,000 and we don't qualify because the number is very low. What is the numbers that are required for us to have a hospital here?
Well,
he said, you know, just yesterday I received a letter from the VA,
mm-hmm,
at Honolulu, and now I have to go for my colonoscopy on a private clinic, and then my lab on a private clinic. To me, it's okay, but that is the reason why we need a veteran's hospital so that we can concentrate in one place and all the, because I got this this things that really stuck in my heart and on my mind is that leave no one behind for the Afghanistan
war in Afghanistan.
Yeah. And the I don't know whether that's the military code of conduct that they come up with that word of leave no one behind. Well, we've been left behind since 1941.
Well, it's you know? We're going through a slow change, Joe. And until we get caught up with our political leaders.
Excuse me, Lord, I'm 77 years old. I don't have time to...
That's right.
I'm saying this for all the veterans behind me and behind you also. So we're not going to just sit and wait for a miracle to come up. We have the rights and we have the rights of service, military service. We serve our time.
Mm-hmm.
And we raise up our right hand and we swear to Afghan and pledge allegiance to the Constitution of the United States, Afghan and the enemy of both foreign and domestic.
I hear you, Joe. I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, you guys know about all those when we raise up our hand. When you raise up your hand, you are the military officer. Okay?
That's right. Okay, Joe. Listen, we got other callers coming in, and
I don't know whether are you guys. I'm really frustrated because there's a veteran that both legs is amputated and he has no other ways of mobility. He cannot get to a hospital, and all these things is happening, you know. And I heard on the radio, and even national,
mm-hmm.
they have the same program, and we're having the same program here on Guam.
Well, Joe, you want to do that guy a favor? You want to help that guy? If he's a vet, there are facilities like Westcare. At the Reflection Center. We've got other facilities like GY671. We'll take him to the hospital. We'll take him to the doctor's clinic. But first of all, he's got to be recognized as a vet. He's got to go through the loops and get his ID card. And we got the transportation depot that pick up veterans if they call him. But he's got to help us help him.
Doug. That would be nice if at least once in a while, at least once, so that we get that information. So, you know, the only time we listen and we know those benefits that you guys are putting out,
mm-hmm.
you know, if veterans listen to your program, but most of the veterans, they don't have the luxury of... listening to Wednesday.
Everybody's got a radio. We had radios in Vietnam with battery operated listening to Hanoi Anna on the AM. And I tell you, don't make it hard on us. Help us help you. Mm-hmm. See?
Okay.
Joe, listen, I got to cut you off, guy. I got to cut you off. And call us again.
I appreciate the program. I'm not saying anything other than, you know, we need the help.
Okay? And we're going to get it. We're going to get it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You take care, Joe. Yeah. All right. We got somebody on. Bye. Who's the other?
Oh, but I do have something to share.
Yes, go ahead.
So, Karina Blesta, if you missed who I was, and I am part of Got Your 671, a local veteran organization. You can find us on Facebook, GY671, or on Instagram, Got Your 671. So I just got some information. We were talking about Westcare earlier. And then so what our organization is more focused on is the wellness and helping veterans. So I we're just in contact with Ray Shinahara.
Uh-huh.
I think he's – have you brought him on the show before? And then John Conception is our president. So what they did was a veteran was homeless, and another veteran reached out reporting it to John, and then John and Ray went to talk to the veteran, and Westcare got him housing, and it was a quick turnaround from Westcare, and then he is safe, he's housed, and he is being helped by veterans from the community. So we are doing good things, great things.
Yeah, and the race starts with one step, mm-hmm. and another step, mm-hmm. and well, another step.
Let's get back to the budget.
Go ahead. You're right.
Because all the calls mm-hmm. have said one thing, I think, in common,
mm-hmm.
that directly or indirectly, they feel the veterans are not getting they're getting a raw deal. And the raw deal is the budget. Now, the legislature said $500 million. Mm-hmm. You've heard that.
$500 million.
$5 million.
$500 million, then go to the hospital.
I know. And how did they come to that figure? That's my question. I don't know, but that's my question. Versus the figure that the governor came to. Now, they've had meetings. We know that. They've announced that they had meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Something doesn't jive here, and I think it's getting a lot of the veterans community confused. Is to, you're going $5 million, you're going, let's say, $200,000 in change, roughly. And all the calls that we've had tonight,
mm-hmm.
all the issues we've had,
are requesting for better services.
Right. Are we getting
right on.
Are we getting the better services?
Are we getting what we deserve?
Right. Are we?
None.
Now, the gentleman before was talking about a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can't even get a CBOC clinic that's big enough mm-hmm. to handle the veterans. Now, I've seen some CBOC clinics in the States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're as big as a hospital.
Oh, I got lost in the VA hospital in Nebraska. I
right.
got lost because it was so huge.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I've seen CBOC clinics. And it's a clinic. They say it's a clinic, but it almost looks like a mini hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But here on Guam, that clinic is so small. And you remember they were supposed to build an extension on that clinic.
And look at this. They put out, we don't have enough doctors anymore.
No, we don't.
We don't have doctors nationwide, worldwide, whatever-wide,
right.
any kind.
Right.
We don't have enough doctors.
No, because we don't give them any perks when they come to Guam. They have to pay for their own expenses when they come to Guam.
Well, we don't even have a coroner.
Right.
We don't have a coroner.
Right.
The government doesn't have a coroner.
No.
But you look at the administrative level at PUAG, mm-hmm. GPA. They got superintendents that make more money than the governor,
mm-hmm.
you know? So what's the priorities here?
That's a very good question.
And our budget's been hanging at 4,000, 400,000,
yeah.
500,000
yeah.
for the last 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're 100%
so
right.
So what do you expect of this government when they fly the rainbow colors higher than the veteran colors? That's
problem. The veterans have got to communicate it. The Veterans Commission has got to communicate that to the various leaders on Guam, whether Republican or Democrat. Has the Veterans Commission as an entity walked the walk where they talk to these various leaders? They go in there and they talk, they advocate for the veterans on Guam.
Well, that's why I'm thankful for the new administrator of Veterans Affairs.
No, not the administrator. The commission. The Veterans
yeah,
Commission.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Where
right.
they're lacking in the commission, he's picking up the slack and
right.
pushing it.
But he shouldn't have to.
Why not? He's
right.
That's his
then,
job.
Then what do you need the commission for?
Well, that's the thing now.
That's the thing.
Created by law.
Right.
But run by the boys' club, like a boys'
right,
club.
Right, but I'm saying... What do you, and remember, the governor was not exactly receptive to the commission. Remember when she got elected? Never has been really accepting the commission. She does it because it's the commission by law.
Mm-hmm.
But she would like to have her own advisors. You know, that's what she would prefer. She has the right to have advisors, whoever the advisors
well,
are.
Tim's doing a great job.
You know, right.
Well, you know,
but he can't replace the commission. Or if he is, that's... Tim works for the governor.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a Republican, whoever that person is, would be working for a Republican governor.
That's why I changed the classification
right.
of Tim. So he can get on and get with the commission, so the commission can be recognized not only by law, but by the people of Guam and the administration. Oh, we got a phone call.
We have somebody wants to speak about an issue at the CBOC.
Okay. Put them on. Hello, caller.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I was at the sea box today.
Mm-hmm.
I was greeted by two guards and the lady who is Janella.
Uh-huh. Miss Janella Cruz.
And Janella there today, you know, going out into the parking lot and gathering the information from the veteran and then rushing it into the building and then rushing out again to greet the next veteran that comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the, according to the lady, maybe I hope I didn't misunderstand her, but she's saying because Guam is in a condition, that's why the CBOC is not open. As soon as the governor would lift the condition of pandemic, that the CBOC would open back to regular service.
There it is.
Did I miss, something here? The rest of JRM and the federal government is they're acting like things are back to normal.
But CBOC still closed.
Why would the VA all of a sudden say that they're following government of Guam? Is that am I misled, or is it just a matter of convenience that they want to follow the government of Guam? What could it be?
That's a good question. Hodgesty? Hey, Hodgesty?
There's not enough doctors there, man. There's not enough staff. We have the worst vendors, MedQuest. The worst. Lousy service for the veteran. Lousy service. MedQuest, if that company fell off the face of the earth, the veterans would do better.
What is MedQuest, sorry?
MedQuest, that's one of the vendors to the VA. I need a CPAP machine,
mm-hmm.
and the lady says there, Jay is the lady's name from MedQuest. She says that maybe the boss will call me if the boss feels like calling me. If she feels like, they don't know where my CPAP machine is. I'm sure they get paid good money, man. But the customer service there is next to order done.
Well, you know, there's got to be a reason. It's relative to something.
Yeah,
now,
you
when you're talking face, that gas mask, the oxygen mask, what did COVID do? It knocked the wind out of everybody, messed up their lungs. So there's probably a shortage of these face masks.
No, it's not face mask.
No,
it's CPAP machine.
CPAP.
He's referring to
CPAP. And the lady said that it was sent, get this, on the 14th of May.
Mm.
Today is the 16th of June, correct?
Uh-huh.
And she cannot even validate that it was sent or wasn't sent. You know, at least in this day of modern age, why are we relying on fax machines?
Can I intervene?
Have you ever heard that, the fax machine? But my friend, 2021,
mm-hmm.
right? Did I get it wrong? Did I wake up in the wrong year? Why are we still using fax machines?
Oh, your name, sir?
No, he's anonymous. He wants to be anonymous. But
okay.
If I can...
Just please, you know, please, when we talk about all this, you know, just the simplest things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, such as, in my opinion, simple.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it takes a large... bureaucratic organization to move the beast forward slowly, but Vietnam and others.
Well, you know, anonymous.
Which we know.
Hold on, Tiger.
Treat us like.
Hold on, Tiger. You know, you're giving us this information that we're just hearing. I never heard of MedQuest. I never heard.
I think that's one of the outsources. What they do is they outsource to get your CPAP.
So is that here on island?
No, what they do is they order it, like how I got mine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to the MedQuest in Tumuning, and what they do is they teach you how to use the thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So they outsource it. That's what I wanted to say. Oftentimes, you're probably asking the wrong person the right question. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They outsource it. They don't.
The lady had the purchase order number or the
okay.
or the billing number and my name and everything.
So you went through MedQuest?
So many different. Man, there's so many hoops and rings
and of course.
To go through to make it simple, please.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do about
simple.
That.
The old adage of KISS,
really keep it simple, sense. Stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they make it so difficult, and then we go and then the doctors. Let's face it. Being a veteran's doctor on Guam is not the most attractive or ambitious or sexy job you can find, right?
Well, you know, Anonymous?
Make it, give them some... They work hard. I'm not saying they don't work hard, but people really work hard.
Hold on, Tiger. You see the paper today? The shortage of doctors throughout the world, throughout the USA, Mexico, Argentina, Peru, Japan. So we're lucky to have doctors. And it's not, it's not our fault, it's not your fault, but now we have a sudden urgency for doctors because we're short around the world.
But that issue didn't just come up 2021.
That's true, but nobody predicted anything about a pandemic that's taking everything around us.
My friend.
Yes.
The attempt to create a physician is not a. It's not like shake and bake. It's a long process of maybe a physician takes 9 to 11 years to develop.
We know that. We know that.
We could see this.
I don't have any kids that are doctors.
Coming down the track.
I don't have any kids that are doctors. How many kids have we got from Guam representing us in the medical field, other than nurses
There's a doctor there. Dr. Itosis is from Guam at the VA.
Okay, that's one. And how many veterans we got that necessitate assistance?
I cannot answer you for that. But if you ask me how many guards they got there from Guam, I'll tell you they got at least 2 all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
If you ask me about... The VA facility, we agree. We can agree that it's undersized.
Mm-hmm.
And when you need to go to the lab, you can't get the lab there. And when you need your medication, you got to go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
We saw this train coming down the track. But everybody was so excited because we're going to get a new VA facility, which we should be excited. But then when they rolled the dice and it didn't come up... 7 or 11, it came up snake eyes.
Yeah,
we realized after the fact that, man, I guess we were right. We should have ordered a Big Mac and we only ordered a cheeseburger.
Okay. Well, who's to blame? Who's to blame for this malady?
You know what? That's a good question.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not the one who issues the blame. I'm just issuing observation.
How long has this problem been prevalent?
What did they say at Fakai? Since ever since.
Let's blame it on the cha-cha-cha.
So we need to start somewhere and start changing it. Mm-hmm. We need to start somewhere.
The problem is that the veterans are dying faster than they can change the problems and fix it.
Well, that's why we promote these younger kids to come up, like GY671, the boys from Afghanistan. Not the old farts from Vietnam or Korea. Those guys... I'll tell you what, we're at the end of the rope. We're not at the middle of the rope or three quarters of the rope. We're at the end, my partner. And if we can make a little difference.
At the end of the rope.
Huh?
A lot of veterans are already at the end of the rope. You're absolutely correct. Our federal representation.
There you go.
No matter how good or how hard or how much effort our local government Guam officials.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Anonymous, I hate to cut you off, brother man.
Federal representation.
I hate to cut you off, brother man, but we got to go to commercial and we got to go to news. Thank you for calling. Call us again. Call us again, guy. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a break. 5-minute break.
No, we're done. Two minutes and we're done?
What do you mean? Oh, it's 8 o'clock
already? Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, sir.
Holy smokes. Well, this show...
Got about a minute.
And I have about...
I know, right? We have so much to talk about.
Yes. But anyway, for you guys out there, see what happens when...
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it's fun, but I thank you callers for calling
in. Callers,
You guys made our day.
What did you say? The younger one?
Yeah.
Join our group. Got Your 671 on Facebook at 8 o'clock every Wednesday. We have a Battle Buddy Talk, and it's going to start at 8 p.m., so I guess...
Hey, can I be in your group?
You are in our group. We're doing Battle Buddy Talk every Wednesday with Ray Shinahara at 8 p.m.
Tom, you got anything?
No, I'm taking my sock off.
Okay.
Yay!
Put it back in there.
Show me.
Are you
still there? Is this
for me? Yeah, I'll give you a pair. If you just show everyone.
Well, you don't
like
this one?
Show everyone what it looks like. I do like that one. That one's nice, too.
Okay, well, this is Vet Talk Show.
We're signing off. It's been fun.
And it was really nice, informative, and real, and we look forward to it again next Wednesday evening.
Yes.
All right? So from Tom, Karina, Johnny, and Candyman in the booth, you all have a good evening.
Good night.
Good night now.